Another day, another round of hawkish Fed speak, this time starring Bullard, Daly, and Kashkari. This hawkish round of Fed speak was also accompanied by healthy U.S. economic data. But all of this happened, and yet the resulting price action was hard to reconcile with the U.S. dollar mostly lower and stocks racing higher. We're not quite sure what to make of all of it and would recommend taking these latest moves with a grain of salt. We suppose instead of investors worrying about the Fed speak and possibility that strong data would lead to tighter policy, these investors looked at the data as a good move in the direction towards avoiding a recession, which fueled the risk on flow. Elsewhere, OPEC agreed on a minuscule boost to oil production of 100,000 barrels per day. Key standouts on Thursday's calendar come from German factory orders, Eurozone, German, UK construction PMI reads, the BOE policy decision, Canada trade, US trade, and US initial jobless claims. That's all for now.